the holes passed over sprockets that caused hammers inside the pianola to strike the piano wires, and the vibrating wires produced music, much as they would in a standard piano. Sometimes the player piano's mechanism could be rigged so that it also depressed the actual piano keys, as if a ghost were sitting on the bench playing a lively tune. Coin-operated player pianos, called Nickelodeons, soon appeared in bars, ice cream parlors, and pool rooms. Customers would select a song, drop a coin into a slot, and the appropriate piano roll would play the selected song. People built libraries of piano rolls, much as they would later amass collections of records and compact discs. But as technology advanced, piano rolls and player pianos became curiosities, musty museum pieces. And then a 108-year-old company in Buffalo, New York, called QRS, the world's last mass producer of piano rolls, stopped making them. So that was the day that at least one kind of old-fashioned music did, in fact, die.